Mind-blowing, that's what some would say about the extent of bribery, kickback, corruption by New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. This was unveiled Thursday afternoon by U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. Silver is charged with public corruption.
The greedy art of secret self-reward was practiced with particular cleverness and cynicism by the speaker himself.
Sheldon Silver was arrested by the FBI Thursday morning. He was released later in the day on $200,000 bail. The U.S. attorney is confident the charges will bring an indictment. The speaker faces 20 years in prison for each of the five counts against him, 100 years in jail.
All told, we allege that Silver corruptly collected some $4 million in bribes and kickbacks disguised as referral fees.
Silver is accused of using the power and influence of his office to obtain millions of dollars masked as legitimate income he earned as a private lawyer. He devised an arrangement with a private law firm based on his official position to be paid $120,000 a year. Then he supplemented that income, according to the charges, by bringing asbestos referrals to the firm. He used an asbestos doctor for referrals and gave the doctor state money for research and helped the doctor in other ways. In return, Silver pocketed referral fees. The complaint alleges that Silver turned $250,000 of state money he distributed to $3 million in personal gain. And then there's the real estate kickbacks from developers before the state. The complaint alleges Silver used a small law firm which deals with trying to get tax reductions. It helps developers make applications to lower property taxes. The relationship was completely secret. As with the asbestos referrals, Silver has no relevant legal experience, the U.S. attorney.
But what he does have, again, is tremendous authority and power. Authority and power he was privileged to have by virtue of his public position over rent control laws and tax abatement laws that are critically important, even existentially important, to the business models of some of the largest real estate developers in the state. And he abuses that power just as he does in the healthcare context just described.
Silver gets real estate developers with substantial Manhattan properties to use the firm with which he has a secret financial arrangement.
So the developers hire the firm and paid a cut of whatever millions of dollars the real estate law firm saves them in property taxes, and Silver gets a cut of that cut, and he gets it secretly.
As alleged in the complaint, Silver comes out on the side of developers.
On one occasion, a real estate industry group stated that landlords were surprised by how favorable Silver was to their position, and that Silver could have done more for tenants.
Preet Bharara said Sheldon Silver converted his public authority over property laws into personal profit.
Politicians are supposed to be on the people's payroll, not on secret retainer to wealthy special interests they do favors for. These charges, in our view, go to the very core of what ails Albany: lack of transparency, lack of accountability, and lack of principle, joined with an overabundance of greed, cronyism, and self-dealing.
The arrest of Shelley Silver sent shockwaves through New York's Capitol as a new legislative session began. It came just a day after Silver shared the stage with Governor Andrew Cuomo during his State of the State address. As Speaker of the Democrat-controlled Assembly, Silver is one of the most influential people in New York state government. He's been on the job for 20 years. Along with the Senate Majority Leader and the Governor, he plays a major role in creating state budgets, laws, and policies in a system long criticized in Albany as three men in a room. The state Republican Party wants Silver to step down as state assembly speaker. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.